കൂടാ ജലന്തരാന്തര കടമന സന്തച്ചാര. Oh, hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're looking for a group of people who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. This morning, Father, find us. Hallelujah. We are willing to offer our worship to you. We are willing to worship you from our hearts. Hallelujah. We are willing to worship you from our hearts. Ruja alandara dilagatamana sundajara. Akura talandara dilagatamana sundajara. Adula karakattaval dujarattanam dilagatamana siya. Mighty Father, hallelujah, the battle belongs to you, the victory is ours, hallelujah. Oh, angada makkala jeevithile, hallelujah, let your name be glorified, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, in yeshuvinte naamathil ninnu vidudella dosamaakanam, hallelujah. Oh, oru pudhiya shaktiyude dosamaakanam, pudhiya abhishekathinte pudhiya shaktiyude pudhiya jeevithinte, hallelujah, dosamaaki maattanam, hallelujah. Rudala sandachara dulagada mandara dulagada varada sundachara, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Buddhiya ിട്ടിവെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിയുവാൻ ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന പിതാവേ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹൃദയം ഏൽപ്പിച്ച് ആരാധിക്കുവാൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ ബുദ്ധിയെ കെട്ടിവെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ അഴിയുവാൻ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ പിതാവേ ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ഓ രജന ഹന്തല, ഞങ്ങൾ ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഇന്ന് കെട്ടികൾ അഴിയണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ അഴിയണം. ഒരു പുതു ജീവൻ, പുതിയ വെളിപാട് പ്രാപിപ്പാൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ജീവനുള്ള വചനം ഏറ്റെടുക്കുവാൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. കൃപ ചൊരിയണമേ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may shake hands with somebody and tell them Jesus Christ is Lord one more time and then sit down. Let's open our Bibles this morning to the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. The 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy and verses 25. Deuteronomy is in the Old Testament, the 33rd chapter and verse 25. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you would love the Lord to just strengthen you this morning? Hallelujah. Just not for today, for the rest of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. As your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. Did you find that? One more time, Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. If you found that, say, I did. Amen. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. I wonder if you're glad over that word. Amen. Hallelujah. The Acts of the Apostles, the third chapter. One more scripture. The Acts of the Apostles, the third chapter. And the 16th verse. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It's a very powerful scripture. And I pray the Holy Spirit will give us revelation knowledge this morning. Amen. And listen to the word with your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to help you as you listen to the word. The third chapter, 16th verse. And his name, through faith in his name,
has made this man strong, whom you see and know, yes, the faith which comes through him, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What happened? Amen. Mic is gone. Hallelujah. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The scripture has got the power to set you free. The word of the living God has got the power to set you free. The word of God has got the power to heal you. Has got the power to bring forth new birth into your life. The word of God has got power to create. And the word of God has got the power to bring asunder the works of the enemy in your life and to restore you to God's fullness. Amen. And that is why we listen to the word with our hearts. And we say, Lord, let your word fall upon my heart. Amen. Because the word of God is what gives you faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You can forget the stories which people say or preachers say. You can forget the illustrations which preachers say, but never forget the word of God. You might even forget the songs that you sung this morning, but never forget the word of God, because the word of God will keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now here it says, and his name, through faith in his name. Whose name? Hallelujah. Many people would not love that, but Acts 4 and verse 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other name, nor is there other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's something wrong with this mic. It keeps going off and on. I can't strain my voice. Please help me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know in Acts 3:16, Peter and John have just allowed the Lord to do a miracle through them. And the man who was sitting by the gate called Beautiful, who could not walk, who was totally invalid from his mother's womb, who's leaping and praising God and running about and glorifying the Lord. And the people are looking at Peter and John, wondering how they did it. And Peter and John are telling them what happened, or how this miracle took place, or how this man received the strength. And this is what they are saying. And his name, through faith in his name, this man has been made strong. Amen. You're looking for strength? Through his name, he has been made strong, whom you now see and know. Yes, the faith which comes to him has given him perfect soundness. Not only has healed him, but has given him perfect soundness. Two words which I want you to remember and keep in your mind. Has healed him, has given him strength, but not only strength, this man has received perfect soundness. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what that word strength actually means? To solidify or to establish. You might be looking at your life and saying, I don't think I'm established. I don't know what's happening with me. You might be saying, I don't feel strong. Inside you feel kind of weak, vulnerable, open to temptation and the attacks of the enemy. Every bad report that you hear from people around you seems to affect you. Fear seems to take a hold over your mind with everything that goes around you. Why? Because there seems to be no strength inside. And faith in his name has made this man strong. And what strong means is to establish you. Amen. We don't want to be weaklings. Are you with me? We don't want to be people tossed to and fro by every wind that comes along our way. Hallelujah. We want to be established, strong inside. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, somebody called me up the other day to pray. And she's a believer. She said, I don't know what's happening. I feel so weak. There is a sickness on my body, affliction on my body. And I don't know, I'm getting so scared. The doctors are giving a negative report. And everything looks very bleak. I don't know what to hold on to. And I know that I believe in Jesus Christ, but I just seem to be lacking strength inside. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God can give you strength when you're in a time like that? Amen. Hallelujah. That word strength means to establish. How many of you would like to see your families establish, your homes establish, your lives establish? Well, the only one who can do it is Jesus. No one else. Amen. Faith in His name has made this man strong. This morning, I don't know what is the attitude when you listen to the Word of God. If you have faith in His name, if you're willing to believe in His name this morning, I don't know the doctrine that you believe. I don't know what has happened in your life or what is the trouble that you're going through. But I know that God knows what you're going through. People will only understand your trouble if you tell it to them. But God will understand without you telling it to them. God knows your heart. Amen. And God knows what you're going through. And He's able to help you. But what He is asking you this morning is, are you willing to respond by faith? You might feel weak. You might feel as if you cannot walk another step or go on for another day. You might feel like the man at the gate of beautiful, unable to get up, unable to stand. But let me tell you this morning, if you're willing to put your faith not in a preacher, not in a music ministry, not in a particular church, but put your faith in the living God, Jesus Christ, let me tell you, strength will come into your life. Strength. Amen then? God-given strength that will establish you. Amen. Men might strengthen you with their words, and their words will keep on changing. You hear that? Somebody might have promised you, I'll give you 5 lakhs. You're going through a financial trouble, I'll give you 5 lakhs next week. Somebody must have promised you. But next week, they might change their mind. But if my God should strengthen you, establish you, He will keep His word. Hear that? Faith in His name has made this man strong. Hallelujah. Even this morning, there is strength for us in His name. Amen. Now that word, here it says, faith which comes through Him. Faith in His name and faith that comes through Him. Two different things, but I won't go into that. That's a mighty word. Has given this man perfect soundness. Are you with me? That word soundness actually means, you know what? It means complete in every part. See, strength only you will know. You feeling weak? Nobody else might not know. But only you will know. When you receive strength, you know you're strong. But soundness, everybody else will recognize. Two different things. Are you with me? Soundness, complete in every area of your life. Everyone around you will recognize. Oh my God, there's something about this man. He seems to be complete. Why? Soundness that comes through His name. Through the name of Jesus. Hear that? The word soundness means to regain that which you lost. Hear that? I don't know what you have lost in life, but let me tell you, hallelujah, faith in His name will give you a restoration. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A restoration. Can you imagine that? See, in the Bible it says, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, in a place called Ziklag, David is coming with his men, and he finds that place, in that place called Ziklag, his camp is burned, the houses that they stayed in are burned, the property is destroyed, all that they worked for are destroyed, nothing is there. Their wives are taken, their children are taken captives by the enemy, Amalekites, they have nothing there. Are you with me? The entire people are troubled. And every one of them, including God's anointed David, are sitting there and crying because they have lost everything. See, the believer and the unbeliever might go through trials, and the believer and the unbeliever might cry. But there is something that you need to know. After you're crying, there is something more that's going to happen if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. David just not only sat there and cried, but after he had cried for some time, he got up and he said, bring the ephod. Ask Abiathar the priest to bring the ephod. I want a revelation from God. I need a fresh direction from God. അവിശ്വാസി ജീവിതത്തിൽ പരാജയം വന്ന കാര്യം അവൻ കരഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുകയുള്ളൂ. വിശ്വാസി ആ പരാജയം തന്നെ സംഭവിക്കും. പക്ഷെ അവൻ ആ കരച്ചിലിനും അപ്പുറം ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ദർശനം കാണും, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വിടുതൽ കാണും, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം കാണും. David got up and he said, bring in that foe. I want a direction from God. That's what the priest used to get, that direction from God. And God said to David, go behind your enemies. All that you lost, I will make sure it's restored back to you. Hallelujah. I've got good news for you. All that you have lost, I don't know what you have lost in life, but all that you have lost, my God tells me this morning, He is willing to restore unto you. Are you willing to believe Him this morning? If you're willing to put your trust and your faith in the Lord, He is willing to restore. The other day, a lady in the congregation called me up. Said, I have lost a lot of things in my life. And I was praying for my finances to be restored, my relationship to be restored, all that. But suddenly I said and I prayed one thing, Lord, your word declares you will restore to me everything that I've lost, double fold. What I want a restoration is your presence in my life. For all the years where I've lost your presence, oh God, I want your presence in my life. Hear that? That's the greatest of restorations. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith in His name. I like that. And His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong. Whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through Him has given Him this perfect soundness. I like that. Ho, 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 ho. There can be perfect soundness, complete restoration for you. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let's look at this word. See, it is amazing. This man is being mentioned. I will come to that. When you look at the word in that fourth chapter of Acts, and just keep this in your mind, the fourth chapter and verse 22. For the man was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. How old was the man? How old was the man, please? Only 40 people said that. How old was the man? 40 years old. Amen. Then let's look to this man in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 onwards. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. That's about 3 in the afternoon. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Whom they laid daily. Daily? Did you hear that word, daily? Daily? Yes? He didn't have any leave. Every day. Every single day. Every single day he was on job. He was in the work. Are you with me? Daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Yes? Yes? Heard that? Every single day from his mother's womb when he came out. Since he was invalid and couldn't walk, he was carried daily to the temple gate and laid there. Daily. No leave. Rather, daily taken and kept there. And they would make money. People would throw in the money, they would make money. And I've always wondered, see, people might carry for a day or two. But for 40 years. See, you are in a problem, you are in a situation, I can understand you going to someone for help. They will help you one time, two times, three times. If they are a nice person like me, they may help you some more times. But for 40 years, this man is taken and laid there. You know why? Because the guys who were carrying this man was making a profit from this man. They would say, okay, everything that you get, half belongs to us. See, some people will do anything to keep you weak. They were not interested in this man walking. If he said he's too sick one day, they would say, don't rest, no vacation, we can make more money today. Have you seen that? There are people in your life who will take advantage of your weakness, who will try to take a mileage out of your weakness. They might carry you and lay you somewhere so they can make something out of it. Daily, for 40 years. Can you imagine? For 40 years, these people do not want him to be well. See, what is amazing is, Jesus lived for 33 years on earth at that time. He ministered for 3.5 years, and this man is 6.5 years older. Are you with me? These people could have taken this man to Jesus. Which means that when Jesus was here on earth, in the flesh, if they wanted this man to be healed, they could have taken him to Jesus. They didn't want him to be healed. They only wanted him to be kept in bondage so they could get mileage out of it. That's what some churches do. The minute you come to Jesus, they'll say, no, don't go to Jesus. We're going to keep you by the temple gate and get mileage out of you. Come on. Am I stepping on anybody's toes this morning? I hope it's the toe of a bishop or a priest. Hallelujah. Don't go to Jesus. Because if you go to Jesus and he heals you and you're free, so then we have nothing else. It is a serious problem. Please understand it. Many people will love to keep you in bondage. But know this, only Jesus can make you well. Forget taking to Jesus. Something happens. John chapter 10. Look to this, the third chapter. And one more scripture before we come to that. The 14th verse. The 11th verse, pardon me, of Acts itself. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called the Solomon's. Yes? 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 When you receive the healing, he jumped right into the temple. When you receive a healing, don't go back home. When you receive your soundness, don't go back. Go right into the place of worship. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. ആവശ്യത്തിനല്ല പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് വരുന്നത്, ആവശ്യം സാധിച്ചിട്ടുമ്പോൾ മരണം ആരാധിക്കുക. വിടുതൽ മാത്രം ആഗ്രഹിച്ചല്ല വരുന്നത്, വിടുതൽ പ്രാപിച്ചു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ മരണം. Amen. Can God bless you this morning with them? Now they were the Solomons. Are you with me? And held on to this, this man held on to Peter and John. Now look to the Gospel of John chapter 10, please. It is amazing truth here. The 10th chapter of John. And the 22nd verse. Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem and it was winter. The 23rd verse of the 10th chapter, underline it. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Where did Jesus walk? Where did Jesus walk? Well, Jesus walked in the Solomon's porch, preaching, teaching, healing the sick, raising the dead. I mean, not raising the dead, but doing miracles there. See, this man from the gate, he could have seen Jesus on the porch. But when Jesus walked on that Solomon's porch, Remember, he's a 40-year-old. Jesus was 33 years, 6 and a half. He didn't go to Jesus. You know why? I suppose the reason is this. That day when Jesus walked in that place, the people who were carrying him must have said, no, 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 don't stay here now. Come on. ഇപ്പൊ നീ അങ്ങോട്ട് ചെല്ലല്ല മാറുന്ന. We want to get mileage out of your weakness. Let me tell you this morning, there are people and there are relationships and there are institutions and there are organizations that is keeping you in bondage from coming to Jesus completely. The reason being, they want to keep you a slave, but Jesus wants to set you free. If you believe him this morning, there is liberty for you. This word is the eternal word of God. വിട്ടിപ്പിക്കുന്ന വചനമാ ദൈവത്തിൽ സൗഖ്യമാക്കുന്നതാ, ജീവൻ നൽകുന്നതാ, നിന്നെ എഴുന്നേൽപ്പിച്ച് ഓടിപ്പിക്കുന്ന വചനമായത്. ചത്തിരിക്കുന്നവനാണെങ്കിൽ നിന്നെ എഴുന്നേൽപ്പിച്ച് ഓടിക്കും. ദൈവവചനത്തേക്ക് വരുമ്പോ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Can you imagine that? They wanted to keep him in bondage. Another day I was sitting with the Lord, and the Lord asked me a question. We're getting into a time where we are getting our ministry focused a little bit more and getting it organized. And the Lord said, why organize? Organize for control or for growth? I said, Lord, for growth, not for control. Let the multitudes come. Let new ministers of the gospel rise in this place. Fresh ministers of the gospel. Anointed people come. Let there be people who will serve the Lord completely. Let there be people who will function in the anointing and the gifts of God. Let there be people who set the captives free and drive out the devil rising up in this place. I said, Lord, we want to see the army of God come up. Not to see people kept in bondage. See them released. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The ജീവിതത്തിൽ നോക്കിയാൽ ആരെങ്കിലും പുറകോട്ട് പിടിച്ചു വെച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടോ? കെട്ടി വെച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടോ? Hallelujah. നിനക്ക് വിടുതൽ പ്രാപിക്കാതിരിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി വേറൊന്നും അല്ല കേട്ടോ. നീ യേശുവിനെ കാണല്ല. അന്ന് നീ ആ ഗേറ്റിന്റെ അവിടെ പോയി എല്ലാ ദിവസവും തെണ്ടുന്ന, നീ അന്ന് പോയി തെണ്ടിയിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നീ യേശുവിനെ കാണും. നീ കണ്ടാ നിനക്ക് അങ്ങോട്ട് നിന്ന് ചെല്ലാൻ തോന്നും. ചെന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അവൻ വിട്ടിപ്പിക്കും. വിടിവെച്ച് ഞങ്ങളാകെ പ്രശ്നത്തിലായി പോവും. നീ സഭ വിട്ടു പോവും. ആ യേശുവിന്റെ പുറകെ അങ്ങ് പോവും. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Third chapter, read on. Acts of the Apostles. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. The third chapter. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you can be made strong by faith in His name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. By faith in His name. The minute you say the name of Jesus, demons will tremble. Are you with me? Demons will tremble. Bondage will break. The minute you say the name Jesus. And that's why the enemy would have you keep silent on that name Jesus. That's why preachers would keep silent on that name Jesus. I remember some time back, I went to a place, they said you can preach the whole day, but you just say God, don't say Jesus. But we believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But definitely, hallelujah, we are called forth to go in His name. In His name. And preach in His name. Hallelujah. His name. Amen. The minute you say Jesus and put your faith in His name. Hallelujah. Out of weakness you shall be made strong. Hallelujah. Once again, you know, this man, he just didn't get up. I like that. See, Peter and John, they raise him up and immediately, amen, that, where is your faith this morning? You might have come in with a massive problem, but are you willing to trust the name of the Lord to see an immediate deliverance in your life now? One of the tricks of the enemy is when you come in, the enemy will say, okay, you know, now you meditate on that, think about that for some weeks and something might happen. But right now, as the word of God is being ministered, I am willing to hold your hand in the name of Jesus now. But are you willing to leap? Are you willing to get up? Are you willing to come out of your weakness and backsliding? Are you willing to come out of your bondage and sickness and rise up and go on? Amen. Hallelujah. Faith in His name. Amen. Hallelujah. You might have missed your previous chances to get a healing and a victory, but let me tell you, there is an immediate answer when you respond to the word of the Lord, when you put your faith in the word. I always believe when the Spirit of God is moving and when the word of God is ministered, if you will just receive by faith, that's the time life comes in. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed should be the name of the Lord. He leaping up. Amen. Are you with me? See, strength he received, only he knew. But soundness he received, everybody else is recognizing. Are you with me? Strength in the morning, Varumbo, only you will know. You feel strong. It's okay. I can go on. Yeah. Go on. But hallelujah, there is not only strength for you, but there is soundness for you. In the name of Jesus, there is a restoration. Not only establishing, but restoration. A completeness in every part. Amen. He leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple. And what are you doing there? Into the temple. You know why he entered the temple? You know why he entered the temple? Oh, my brother, let me tell you why he entered the temple. See, when you look into the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus this morning, open to it. It's in the Old Testament. The 21st chapter. And the 18th verse. For any man who has a defect shall not approach a man blind or lame. That's enough. Solomon's temple after the Karamangil or like Porchle Karamangil. 11 groups of people are mentioned there who cannot enter. Come on. One of them is the one who is lame. He cannot enter. 40 years sitting outside that temple, seeing people go into worship, seeing people worshiping the Lord and hearing the voice of their worship. There is only one desire inside his heart. One day I also want to go in there and worship the Lord Jehovah. One day I also want to go there and praise my God. One day I also want to rise up and walk and leap and praise my God. If that is your desire, then let me tell you, your healing is immediate right now. അവൻ ഒരാഗ്രഹം മാത്രം, ഇതിൽ നിന്നും എനിക്കൊരു വിടുതൽ കിട്ടിയ. I want to go right to the temple that I've been desired. And I want to worship my God. Anybody here with that kind of desire this morning? Oh, anybody here? Father, heal them now in Jesus' name. Let your power go through them now. Let your power go through them now. The minute he got the healing, he got up. Rushed into the temple to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He rushed in to worship the living God and to be a witness. അവര് പറഞ്ഞ് തല വെട്ടും, കൊന്നുകളയും എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാലും കുഴപ്പമില്ല. ഇനി ഞങ്ങൾ വിട്ട വന്ന സ്ഥലത്തേക്ക് തിരിച്ചില്ല. ഇനി അവിടെ ഇരിക്കാൻ എന്നെ കിട്ടിയ. That's what this man said. എവിടെ ഇരിക്കാൻ? അവിടെ ഇരിക്കാൻ. Hallelujah. Amen. വിടുതൽ കിട്ടി അവിടെ പോയിരിക്കാനല്ല. ആമേൻ. ആത്മാവിനും സത്യത്തിലും ആരാധിക്കുന്നവരുടെ കൂടെ കൂടുതൽ ആരാധിക്കാനാ ദൈവത്തെ. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് യു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് വാട്ട് ഐ ആം സെയിംഗ് ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്? പിന്നെ അയാൾ അവിടെ ഇരിക്കാൻ കിട്ടുമോ? ഒന്ന് ഹീലിംഗും കിട്ടി, സ്ട്രെങ്തും കിട്ടി, സൗണ്ട്നെസ്സും കിട്ടി, പിന്നെ അവിടെ പോയി ഇരിക്കാനാ? 40 കൊല്ലം വരുന്നതിന്റെ വിഷമം അറിയാം. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. No turning back. This man rushed into the temple to worship the Lord. He was only desiring that one thing, to worship the Lord. That's how you keep your healing also. Remember that. Are you with me? Amen. Remember that. There are some preachers who will preach just the word. There is no life, no healing, no demonstration of God's Spirit. Just the word. It might be the right word. It might be doctrinally correct. But it is empty. It doesn't fill you up. And there are preachers who will just function under the anointing alone. Pray for you. People fall down. People roll on the ground. Everything. Those guys will not have lasting results. You will not keep your healing or your victory or your blessing. But then there are men and women of God whom God is raising up in these times who will have a balance, who will have the anointing and the word. The anointing and the word. The anointing and the word. The anointing will break the yoke. The word will keep you healed. The anointing will set you free. The word will keep you. Hear that? They stay. He held on to Peter and John. And silence. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture. Acts chapter 3. Ninth verse, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Amen. Soundness varumba da strength kittumba only you know. Soundness varumba ellarum kaanu. You have a public testimony. Are you with me? Amen. And they knew that it was he who sat begging at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning I'm going to pray. Amen. That God will give you strength like God promised the tribe in the book of Deuteronomy. All the days of your life. As the days of your life shall be, so shall be your strength. Amen. He was strong forever from that day onwards. He never was lame again. When Jesus heals you, it is complete. When he sets you free, it is complete. Amen. This morning, do you want the touch of God upon your life? Stand up with faith. Hallelujah. Stand up with faith in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, church. Lift your hand and call on His name. Don't be ashamed to use the name of Jesus to bless His name. Don't be ashamed to call on His name. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമം വിളിക്കാൻ നീ നാണിക്കേണ്ട ആവശ്യമില്ല. വിടുതലിന്റെ നാമമാണ്. വിശ്വാസത്തോടെ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തെ വിളിക്കുക. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah.